My name is Jennifer Crane of the Crane Melon Barn here in Santa Rosa.
Jennifer Crane sells exactly what you might expect.
These are Crane Melons, which were developed by my great-great-grandfather over 100 years ago. He was looking to develop something that could be grown in the soil that we have on our property and with our particular climate. And so after many years of crossing different types of melons, he finally perfected what we now know as the crane melon.
My first bite of a crane melon reminded me of a very sweet, somewhat unusual cantaloupe. But in fact, there is no cantaloupe in this hybrid of heirloom melon varieties.
In this melon is an ambrosia melon, a Japanese melon, a white melon, a Persian melon.
These melons are a specialty of Sonoma County. They're vine-ripened, and since they don't ship well, you can't get them outside the area. The season is short, just September and October. The melons are sweet and, Jennifer says, very versatile.
In my 30-plus years of being here, I think I've heard just about everything that people could do with a melon. I've had people want to make smoothies, margaritas. Some people like it with ice cream. Some people make ice cream with them. Some people like them with prosciutto. I've even had customers who've come in and bought them for their cats, if you can believe it. That's what's fun about being here at the barn is because the customers have been coming. I mean, some families for generations and just having those relationships with the customers and how excited people are when they come in and how sad they are when the season starts winding down.
Crane sells out of a beautiful barn. She's the sixth generation of her family to farm this land, and she plans for it to remain in agriculture.
We've sold two conservation easements to the Open Space District here in Sonoma County. A conservation easement is, it's basically where you retain ownership of the property, but you're essentially selling the development rights.
This area has been farmed by this family since the 1850s, so it's a historic heritage farm, now in the sixth generation.
Sorrel Allen is with the Sonoma County Agricultural Preservation and Open Space District.
And the soil and the water in this area is unique that allows for them to dry farm this crop. But what makes it also a priority for the district to protect is that it's very close to the urban edge and keeps agricultural resources and working land in production close to cities.
The clay soil holds a lot of moisture, allowing the melons to be dry farmed. Dry farming is a growing technique that leaves produce essentially unwatered for months. It results in lower yields, but sweeter, tastier produce. Some agricultural researchers believe that as water grows increasingly scarce in California and around the West, dry farming may be the way of the future. However, spending years to breed and perfect new fruit varieties, like Luther Burbank and Oliver Crane did, is not common. Here's Crane again.
You know, in those days, it seems to me like that was kind of an in vogue sort of thing to do, the Victorian mindset of kind of a scientific spin on things.
Both Crane and Sorrel will be at the barn this Saturday for a tour and melon tasting, where the public can learn more about the history of the farm, the melon, and efforts to preserve agricultural land in the area. If you can't make it on Saturday, you can still buy melons at the barn for a few more weeks, but you might want to go early in the day. After lunch can be dicey.
And there's only three left.
Yes, it's been very busy today, and we are almost sold out for the day, but there will be more tomorrow.
I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.